Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's on Your Mind. Mother's Day weekend upon us, ladies and gentlemen. What's your favorite story about your mother? I hope it doesn't involve crickets. The cricket sound.
I hope it involves Buddy Holly, then.
If you're not familiar, the crickets is the sound that there are lines open. That means we have room for you to pick up the phone and join the conversation here on What's on Your Mind. So if you hear the crickets, that's what it means. And we don't want any crickets on this program, do we, Todd?
We do not.
We want to hear from our fine listeners today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. And we had a guest scheduled to join us a little later on the program to talk about work ethic among youngsters.
Yeah, I still want to hear that story one way or another, but yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Yackley, the Trail King Industries president and CEO, was quoted in a Sioux Falls Argus Leader newspaper story earlier in the week, caused a bit of a firestorm because he talked about hiring 280 employees, and then a year later they're gone. And we scheduled him today, long story, but something came up, and he apologized profusely, but said, I can't join you. So we'll do that another day, and it's a topic we may get to at some point today. But rather than rush to replace him, number one, I posted something on our Facebook page saying, name a guest you want us to get on. Well, you know, that could be today. It could be any day. We always appreciate your suggestions there, so I'll welcome those as well. But I want to start just talking about mom here a little bit, okay? Your mom, my mom, moms in general. It's Mother's Day weekend here, after all. And that's a good weekend. It's a good holiday. You know, moms are so amazing all year long, do so many things, and get, you know, a day, right? A day to put on a pedestal, which is Sunday, and I hope you have plans to honor your mom appropriately. But here's a little extra bonus for you. Our airtime for you to share a story about your mom. And then you can go to the website after the show, and you can email it to mom, or you can take it from the podcast to the CD and have it forever, and you know, it could, if you're going, you know, economical for your Mother's Day gifts this Sunday, we can help you out here. You tell a fun story about
mom.
From
the heart. It's not a store bought gift. It's from the heart.
Exactly right. The ones moms always prefer. So we have given you the ultimate platform here to honor your mom, the airwaves of What's on Your Mind, live from the studios of 550 KFIRE. AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO in Tioga. I think that's the most important thing we could do on this Friday program. So, let me have it. Tell me a story about your mom. What's on your mind about your mom this Mother's Day weekend? And to do that, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, there's one story I always think of when I think of my mom. And I was probably fourth or fifth grade, Ramsey Elementary School, Montevideo, Minnesota. And somehow, I don't remember why this was, one day a week, you could come home for lunch. And we lived down the block from the school. And so I would walk home, and I would have lunch with mom. And I remember those conversations mostly because it was just her and I, nobody else, right? Not my two sisters or my little brother or my dad or anybody else competing for mom's time, just her and I. And I couldn't on a bet tell you what we talked about. I just remember it was us time. And she would always have something a little neat prepared, something that I liked. You know, I'm kind of a fussy eater, always have been. And she would have it just perfect, you know, mac and cheese or something that I really liked, ready to go, and we'd have that little chat. I remember that to this day, fifth grade, fourth grade, not sure which. But remember that very well. And, you know, mom had a way of, it just thought you were it, right? Even though I had three siblings, I thought I was it. And so did my sisters and my brother, because that's the way she was. So that's my mom's story. Todd and Manny, you get in on this too, but we're going to take a few calls first. Ernie and Bismarck's first to go on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Ernie.
Yes, good morning. I'm sorry. I want to talk about my mom.
It's kind of hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. She raised two kids, my daughter and I, without her dad. She worked two jobs as a waitress. We lived in a poor neighborhood that dirt floor, no shoes. She finally married a nice man. We moved up to Alaska, and she got a really good job working as a librarian. But after all those years of working as a waitress, she passed away 5 years ago from secondhand smoke, having cancer. And I just want to tell her I love her. And I miss her. And I just want to share that story with you.
I'm glad you did, Ernie, and I wouldn't be one bit concerned that it's hard for you to tell the story, because that's pretty cool, to tell you the truth.
That'd be a very hard story to tell. Man.
Yeah. Shows how much I love you, Ernie.
I just want to thank her from the bottom of my heart, because she brought us up, and I'm a strong man for what she did. And I've always think about her every day, especially on day like Sunday, because there's a lot of guys, a lot of people out there that still have their parents, and they don't take care of them, and they don't call them, and they should. They should call them 3-4 times a week just to see how they're doing, just to say hi. And I wish I had the opportunity to say hi to my mother, but I could only dream about her and think about her in my thoughts. So, I love you, Mom. May God bless you.
Thank you, Ernie. It's a good story. A lot of sacrifice there. The mom raising two kids. Unbelievable sacrifice. A word that fits moms. And also maybe a good challenge for all of us to take advantage of the time we have with our mothers. Even as simple as a phone call, my mom loves a phone call, and she is, you know, suffering mightily now from some significant dementia issues, but still have a conversation. I mean, 15 minutes a night and you know, not all of that, you know, the dots are connecting, but it's still a mom and a son, right? You know, so take advantage of it. Love your advice to others. Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Thanks.
Great story. Great way to kick off our little conversation about moms here today. A lot of things we could tackle in the news, but is there anything more important than allowing folks a platform to honor their moms? I don't think so. Tell me a story about your mom. Christian in Fargo, you got one?
I'm going to try to start crying like the last guy. My mom suffered for 18 years with cancer. My mom couldn't have kids of her own. She adopted 4 kids. And we had 40 foster kids live with us over a span of about 18 years. Many of those kids stayed in contact with my parents throughout their lives. Many did not. Both of my parents are dead. And I wouldn't like to say that I miss my mother, but I would like to say that I wish she had not suffered as much as she did. Because she sacrificed a lot to raise the 4 kids that she adopted. And the 40 or so that we had lived with us over the span of about 18 years. So I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day to Marla Hillebo.
Glad you did, Christian. Neat story. And wow, amazing. A mom that could not have children, her own biological children, so adopts 4, but... you know, the story topper goes to 40 of that, foster kids. Talk about love. Talk about love. That's incredible.
Yep. They were two very giving people. They gave to their... My dad was an altar boy his whole life.
Great story. Thanks for sharing it, Christian. Glad you called, okay?
Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. Mother's Day weekend. And Christian's mom's not here. But he's still able to honor her. And Love the story. Thanks very much. I'm going to get Susan in Beulah here. She doesn't have a mom story for us, but she does have an issue she wants to raise. Go ahead, Susan. Susan, tell me what it is.
Well, I'm lucky. I still have my mom. I love my mom, and I will definitely talk to her on Mother's Day. Just want to throw that out there. but I have a problem with my flood insurance. I moved here about a year and a half ago, and when I bought the house, I knew I was in the flood zone. So I bought flood insurance, and it was $300 a year. But in September, when I had lived here a year, I got a letter from my lender from Gate City. And it says, our records show that your current flood insurance policy does not contain the correct flood zone coverage. So it changed me from zone C to zone A6.
I bet the price went up, too. Susan, hang on, if you would. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Dan, traveling right behind Susan. Get to you next, and others welcome. Tell us your mom's day story, 800-228-0550.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
More than 800 soy-based products have been developed since 1990, many with your checkoff support. Last year, manufacturers added 33 more, including five bestsellers. The Samsung Galaxy S5 box and manual are printed with soy ink, which eliminates the use of 30 tons of petroleum solvent each year. New Green Soya NAF-ULEF particle board uses soy-based resin with no formaldehyde, enabling you to breathe easier. Plastic composites by Premix, made with a soy-based thermoset resin, may soon reduce the weight of planes, cars, and farm equipment. Foam Products Corporation developed Echo Silencer, an acoustical underlayment for laminate and wood floor installation, and Dacon Graffiti Begone Gel removes the toughest stains from masonry surfaces. For information about the many commercial uses of soybeans, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Weekend. This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And there is a new round of Pick Up the Patch events that are going on this weekend. So good idea to check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com, find one near you, and join in the fun. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, North Dakota Petroleum Council, bringing you today's What's On Your Mind program. Okay? What's On Your Mind program. That's the name. And we are talking about moms. We want your stories about your moms. I just wrote down some words from the first few calls we've taken to describe those moms. Sacrifice, love, tough. Just a few words that come to mind describing great moms. In a word, what best describes your mom? You give us a call and let us know. Love to hear these stories. We tackle news headlines every day. We have a newsmaker guests on the program. We, you know, wrestle about differing opinions on differing issues. But we just thought we had to start today giving you an opportunity to give a little tribute to your mom right here on the radio at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email it in, if that's better, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, back to the call. We were chatting with Susan in Beulah here before the break, and you were going from $300 in flood insurance to getting a notice from your from Gate City Bank, who has your mortgage, saying you need a different kind of flood insurance. So bring me up to speed here.
It went from $300 a year to $1,700 a year. So it changed my house payment, $243, because they're trying to collect for last year. They go back a year. And so I've talked to the lender, and I just can't get an answer. I've talked to the lender. I've talked to the insurance. I've called my realtor, but I can't get a call back. I just can't find out where this error, or if it's an error, I don't know, where it originated. And it impacts my life. I can't. I live in a house. This house is 95 years old, so it's not like it's some mansion, you know. I just don't know where to turn. I can't get anybody to answer my questions or help me or even tell me who I need to talk to.
Who is your, well, first of all, what is your question? Is your question why the different class, why the price go up?
Right. I just don't get how it can go from $300 a year to almost $1,700 a year. Plus, how can they collect for a year past when there's been no claim on it. There's been no. I'm just lost.
Oh, I see. So they're saying, hey, you should have had a different insurance, and now you need
right.
to. So they're retroactively charging you for the difference.
Right.
That's interesting. And it went from 300 to 1700.
A year, correct.
Hmm.
So I actually borrowed that money. I'm not proud of it. I'm working two jobs. I know a lot of people work two jobs. And I borrowed that $1,700 and paid that difference, and it still raised my house payment almost $100 a month. And I would like, first of all, to know who to talk to just to see how this error occurred, if it is an error. Nobody will answer my questions, you know what I mean?
And you've asked who for answers? The bank?
I asked the bank. They couldn't tell me. I asked my realtor hasn't. I've left four messages. They haven't called me back. And
how about the insurance company?
They just said that it had been when it was classified in the wrong zone, and I said, "Is there anything that can be done?" And they said, "No."
Yeah, interesting. DJ Coulter's a buddy of mine. And as the guy I kind of always turn to, he's an American Family insurance agent, former Montana football player, too, but we don't hold that against him, but just an all-around good guy. I'm going to try and get him on the phone. Hang on a sec, Susan, okay?
Okay.
We'll see if he might answer. Manny, I gave you that number here in chat, so if you want to check that out and give him a call, just ask for DJ and just say, Scott has a quick question for you here. I'll shoot him a text, too, while we're talking. I'm going to go next to Dan on the road. By the way, 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 800-228-0550. I want to hear your mom's story today, heading into Mom's Day weekend. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, well, I just passed out of North Dakota, so I don't really get reception from you anymore, but I'm listening to you on my earpiece.
Well, God bless you. You can take us with you wherever you are. iHeartMedia is one way to do that. The iHeart app.
Okay, I have this story, and it's kind of hard to follow up on the predecessors of me, but and this was about my grandmother because she actually got married on Mother's Day back in the 40s sometime. My grandfather was stationed in the South Pacific on an island as I don't know what he's called these days. He was in the they spotted ships out in the sea and reported it, and he was, like, the island that he was on had like 300 people on it. And with a boot heel and a spoon, he turned a 100% silver quarter back, and that was from the 20s. He beat that quarter with this spoon to make a ring for my grandmother. And, I mean, this was the most romantic story I've ever heard in my life that pertains to my life. And he beat this spoon, and my grandmother just died here about a week ago. And he made this ring for her, and you could still see the date on the inside of the ring. And I don't know how he did it, but the story of him doing that for her is just the most fantastical thing I can think of. And, you know, Mother's Day makes me think about that.
How could it not? It's amazing. Where is that ring now?
I don't know. I have wanted it. You know, I someone has it in my family. Oh, she just died like a week ago, and I hope that it gets bequeathed to me sometime soon. Because it means so much to me. I mean, out of everything in my life, you know, that is like just, I can't even describe it. It's just, it means so much to me.
How could it not? That's a neat story. It really is. And you have the story. Even if you don't have the ring, you have the story. You always have that.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Titanic.
It does a little. I thought I actually was thinking of the same thing.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
And you know what? Here's a really weird thing. Is I'm related to Mr. Cameron that directed that movie.
Wow.
Way back.
I hope he leaves you a little something in the will too, you know.
No, he's from Canada.
Got a few bucks there.
He's from Canada, a little north of you know.
Dan, I love the story. Thanks for listening while you're traveling. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
The best to you. You bet. Sanford in Wing. We're still going to get Susan an answer here out of Beulah. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Yeah, guys. Hey, I just had a quick mom story. When I was younger, growing up, it was four siblings, myself and my mom, all living in a one-bedroom apartment in a small Montana town, and my dad was less than fantastic. He was never around. We were falling on pretty hard times, and my mom knew a lady who worked at a bagel shop, and they would never keep all the bagels. You know, they have to throw some of them away at the end of the day. Well, this lady would double bag those ones, and then my mom would take us and load all those kids up in the car, and we'd go get the bagels out of the dumpster, and we'd eat them. And, boy, that was just like a feast. And the point I'm trying to make here is my mom, she never let us kids know how hard times really were. I mean, she always made it fun and just makes me love her and appreciate her so much more. But to this day, I won't eat a bagel. You guys have a great weekend.
Oh, isn't that something? Unbelievable. Another great story. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We want your mom's stories today. Susan, I'm not having any luck. I did have another listener suggest you call the insurance commissioner's office, which isn't a bad idea, just to eliminate the idea that somehow something has been done incorrectly as it relates to the flood insurance on this.
Okay. No, I thought of that, too. I just thought, you know, it's just weird. It's really nowhere else to turn.
Yeah, but I'm going to put you on hold and have Manny get your number. And then if we do hear back from our insurance agent source here on flood insurance, DJ Coulter, as I mentioned, he's an American Family Insurance Agent, so I just thought he'd be a good resource. He's always answer those questions quickly when they've come up in the past for us. I will.
I think Adam Hamm would be some help here, too, though.
We'll connect you back up. Yeah, well, again, I think if nothing else, you're just going to find out. You're going to find out if something's amiss here, or if this is just that'd be one way. You're not necessarily going to get the exact answer on the cost or any of that stuff. But
I just want to know where the error originated, and it would have impacted. I wouldn't have been able to buy the home if I would have known this when I applied for the loan. So.
Sure.
Just trying to find out accountability, so I really appreciate your help. I really do.
Their number is 328-2440 at the insurance department, 328-2440. But hang on, and Manny will get your info, and if we hear back from DJ, we'll connect you up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at the Polar Service Center, by the way. Have you ever noticed how many Polar tank trailers are on the road? They're everywhere. Mainly because my friends at Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. They're also the leader in service with 30-plus service centers. Kildare, North Dakota, by the way, soon in Williston. Also Billings, Montana. Twin Cities, the other one to the east. Polar Service Centers have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors and a commitment to safety unmatched in the industry. From inspections to racks, lining repairs to full lining replacement, and everything in between, they are much more than a trailer shop. They do truck hydraulics, including wet kits and pumps and blowers at Polar Service Center. They fix every make and model, not just Polar. And they have a tank wash facility on site. In fact, if you tell them Scott sent you, you get $100 off your first tank wash. Yeah, it'll save you a couple of bucks if you're a listener. And there is not a tank part Polar Service Center doesn't have. Polar Service Center's Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, exit 452 or 455 north side of I-90 in Billings. And you tell them Scott sent you. Margie in Mandan has a story about her mom. Hey, Margie, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Well, I don't want to be a downer here on the nice Mother's Day stories. My mother is gone, and I loved her dearly. But my prayers and thoughts are going out to all the women who have lost their babies, either through miscarriage or abortion, because this has got to be a very sad day for them. And my heart just hurts for all the women who have lost little baby angels one way or the other. And I just hope that everybody who is grateful for their mothers who are alive and they're going to be able to spend some time with them, sends a quick prayer up for those who have unfortunately aborted their children or have lost their children through miscarriage. We can't forget about those mothers as well. And that's my comment.
That's a good point, Margie. It absolutely is. One of the areas I'd love to see more focus on is, you know, because I've heard the stories from mothers who made a decision to abort a baby and then lived with this unbelievable pain, right, and just awful depression and just, you know,
yeah.
Until they came to terms with it and really understood it and you know, were able to forgive themselves. You know, yeah. that's Planned Parenthood never talks about that, right? They never talk about what comes after the fact. And it is yeah. horrific. All you need to do is hear from some of these folks. So you're a good person to remember that pain as we head into Mother's Day weekend as well. No question about it. Thanks, Margie. Lyle in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Lyle.
Hello. Hey, I'm the fourth of 11 children. My mother raised 11 of her own kids, and she died a little over a year ago. And at the age of 79, she had 298 direct posterity. She wrote a Christmas card and a birthday card every year for every one of those, plus her four brothers and three sisters and all of their kids every year. And, you know, I've got another thing I want to mention, too, is, you know, that lady that slapped her kid in Baltimore here the other day, somebody said she ought to be Mother of the Year. I think they ought to just throw her in the ditch for not doing that about 500 times before, because my mother gave us a spanking every time we needed it. If we were swearing, we got a spanking. I mean, she beat us until we were decent. Thank you.
It's a line I hadn't heard in a while. She beat you until you were decent, huh?
That's right.
And yep. It worked? Yeah. Now you, so that's tough love, Lyle.
Yep, it is, and I appreciate every minute of it.
Yeah, when did it click? I mean, I imagine at the time it was like, oh my gosh, I've got to.
It clicked probably about when I had three kids of my own.
That's something how that works, you know. Turn
yeah.
around, fair prey, you're kind of. That's what yep. that was all about. Now I get it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Lyle. Good story. Appreciate yep. it very much. So what are we going to put for a word there, fellas, huh?
Put the bar pretty high today, didn't we?
Yeah.
Some fantastic stories.
I'm jotting down some words that come to mind when we hear these stories, and that's I'll put that one in the wise camp. How about that? A wise mother, right? She beat us until we were decent.
You know, if my mom or my dad would have used that line on me, I might have been a little bit more sympathetic. But, you know, it was never thought in that direction. It was just always felt like punishment.
Priceless. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are giving you an opportunity to have. A priceless opportunity to remember your mom, to thank your mom. Tell us a story about your mom, even if it's as simple as a word or two or a line or two that describes her. You know, step out of your box a little bit today and thank mom and tell us a fun story a sad story, you know, an inspiring story. I like the fellow who called earlier said, call your moms, for crying out loud. Couldn't agree anymore. 800-228-0550 with your stories today. Or you can go to Facebook. You can cop out and go to Facebook, too, if you want. That's not a cop out. I'm kidding.
It's not a cop out.
Just a little easier to, you know.
You didn't realize the most collect calls, there are some survey years, a few years ago now, are done on Father's Day. Apparently, we're willing to foot the bill for the call to mom, but not for dad.
Yeah, exactly. Becky of Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the heritage that my mom left. She passed away a couple years ago, and she was a wonderful, godly mom who prayed for all of us every day. I miss those prayers. Both mom and dad were tremendous at that, and they set the example to love the Lord and to live for him. And mom could do everything. She was tremendous. She was a wonderful cook, a wonderful friend, a wonderful example in all ways. But most importantly, I really, really miss her prayers, but I believe that they've gone on and they're still affecting the lives of myself, my family, and many others.
Absolutely. So, what a great story. So she was overt in telling, hey, Becky, I'm praying for you. She'd let you know I'm praying for you for this, that, or what? I mean, how'd you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Every day. I'd usually talk to her even when she was in the nursing home. And every day she would assure us of her prayers, or she'd call and she'd say, I felt a strong burden to pray for you today and anything special going on. And that's just how close to the Lord she was. And she lived her life that way. And I cherish those memories.
Neat story. And you said heritage. So the heritage is meaning that stayed with you now? You do that for your kids?
Absolutely, I do. It's a privilege to be able to pray for them. And I also am in contact with them either texting or phoning or just daily praying for them. And I believe it makes a difference in their lives.
A good way for moms to channel their worry, right? Right to a, you know, a higher power that can you know, extend that motherly-like care. Good story, Becky.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Great to hear from you in Valley City today. Let's go to the other end of the state in Richardton, North Dakota. Here's Autumn. Autumn, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. I would say a word to describe my mother would be probably one word. She'd be incredible. She immigrated here from Nice in 63, and I can remember growing up back east New York, you know, not having much, but my mother learning the language. She taught us the language, put herself through school, ended up becoming a neurosurgeon, and just proved to me that anything's possible. You know, if you put your mind to it and set your goals. So I would say incredible.
Wow. And does that stay with you every day now in your life, Bob?
Every day. It's, you know, she's taught me, you know, never quit anything. Just, you know, if you want it bad enough, you can achieve it. It's there. If you're just willing to put the work and time and effort into it. And I thank God every day for that, for the lessons she taught me growing up.
I can hear it in your voice. You're firm in your convictions and what you learned from your mother.
Yes, I am. Very much so.
That's cool. Fantastic. Well, appreciate you calling on them. Thank you very much. Welcome others as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We are hearing some amazing mom stories to crank up the show here today. Sacrifice, love, tough, incredible, heritage. Few words to describe some of these stories. Neat ones. Go up to Grand Forks for a story next when we come back on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Priceless. Sharing stories about our mom. Pretty cool. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One of my favorite parts of being the host of What's on Your Mind with my friend Todd Mitchell is our Best Places to Work tour. And it gives me a chance to get around the state and find out where the best places to work are. And one of those is MBI Energy Services Company. They really do an amazing job. And they are hiring right now, looking for a workover rig floor hand in Watford City, North Dakota. That's kind of a skilled trade. All right. One example, a diesel mechanic in Watford City as well. Ross, North Dakota, they need a water truck driver. How about that? Also a business analyst and support at their Belfield location. Yeah. So if you know anybody, they have a great webpage, mbienergyservices.com, Facebook page too, where they're constantly posting these opportunities. And they are always hiring. Some great benefits too. Full health care for you and the family. It's one example of their benefit package. Really amazing. Great training. commitment to safety. I mean, an incredible company. North Dakota company. Pretty cool. MBIEnergyServices.com or MBI Energy Services on Facebook. Okay, let's see here. John in Grand Forks is next with a mom story. Tell me a story about your mom, John.
Well, first, the gentleman that called and his grandfather was in the Pacific and made that ring, I believe what his grandfather was doing, they called that a coast watcher. So.
A coast watcher, yeah. I kind of wondered if it was that or like, you know, it kind of made me think of the NORAD days, right, when they were watching. Mm-hmm. But that might have been pre-NORAD even, you know, air defense or whatever. But
no,
coast watcher.
These guys are dropped off on an island someplace and with a radio, and they'd look for Japanese convoys or ships going by, and then they radio in.
Wow, because NORAD was all flights, right? And what he was talking about was ships. So, yeah, you're right. Coast Watcher sounds good.
World War II. Yeah. Anyway, the story is not out yet on my mother. Mom's 90, and she lives in a nursing home. And Dad is 91, and he's living with me. And my story right now is June 1st, they will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. So.
Wow, is that cool. What do you remember most about your mom? What story from your younger days or your later years, whatever? What story just is the one story you think of whenever you think of your mom?
Well, first of all, Mom, one word for Mom was tender. And when I visit her at the nursing home, she always brings this up. I suppose I was 3-4 years old, and I suppose when I got in trouble, I would say to Mom, I said, Mommy, don't holler. Talk nice. And every time I go to the nursing home, she's got to bring that story up.
I
guess I was a smoozer salesman even at 3 years old. So.
Love it, love it, love it. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Tender. I love it. That's a good word for mom. Moms are tender. Tom in Fargo, you're next.
Hi, I'm calling for my wife. My mom passed away in 88. My wife's mom passed away in 07. And my mom and her mom and my wife were really close and taught her all kinds of stuff. Great cook and sore, knows how to sew and knit and all that. But she just really misses her. And it's been 8 years. It'll be 8 years this year. But I'm just calling on behalf of my wife. And my mom's been gone since 88. And both sets of parents are gone, but they all lived through the Depression. They were all World War II era. And so they both taught, moms taught value of stuff, probably because we have too much stuff now. But it was, they lived through the Depression, so it was the value of, it was the value of stuff, but the value of relationships too. But I just thought I'd pass that on.
That's a good one. Darn good one. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks a lot. Joe and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You have an answer for Susan, the call earlier that had some concerns on her flood insurance. Is that right,
yeah,
Joe?
Okay. Am I on now? Okay.
You are, sir. Go ahead. Got a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I had an existing building, and the bank informed me that I had to put flood insurance on. It cost me $1,500 that I didn't have to pay the year before. And it's not the bank's fault. The realtor should respond. I'm a realtor, and that's disappointing that the realtor didn't work with the person. FEMA raised some floodplain areas, and so I went to Swenson Hagen Engineering and had them come out and give us the level that my property's on, and it's a foot out of the floodplain. But I'm still in a flood zone, so I'm fighting it, trying to get it reduced. But there's nothing you can do. If FEMA wants money, they just, in my opinion, they just raise the flood plain a little, and then they get more insurance.
Who do you fight it with, Joe?
Well, I went to Swenson and Hagen first, and they'll help you with it. I think most engineering companies couldn't do that for you.
But you got to go to the city. You got to go to the city or the county and have it. And say, hey, this doesn't belong in. I guess.
No, you work with the insurance company. and you prove that you're out of the that you're not in the floodplain.
I got it. Yeah. But, all right. Well, I appreciate that, Joe. Also, Susan in Beulah, we do have word from an insurance agent, Laura Benz in Beulah, willing to help too. So we're finding resources here.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with years of experience? Then Braun Intertech would like to talk with you. Braun Intertech has been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners and growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, whether in the field, in the lab, or anywhere helping clients. And you're needed now if you're a geotechnical engineer or a construction materials testing technician with experience. You can choose your place of work, Williston, Minot, Dickinson, Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and live anywhere in between. BraunIntertech.com, BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about this great company and these incredible opportunities. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. And listen for our special stop on the Best Places to Work tour, broadcasting live from the Braun Intertech Bismarck location on May 14th to find out more about these great opportunities from Braun Intertech. Online at BraunIntertech.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2237, extension 129.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.